It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. You buy Pioneer brand seed and earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash. That's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
When I got back into Chicago after the long holiday weekend, they were still talking about the fact that they buried a cop in the city yesterday. The politicians were all there. The police officers from many states were there. And, of course, there were many tributes shared about Officer Samuel Jimenez, killed in the line of duty last week. But a Chicago police officer friend of mine who knew Sam well, worked out with Sam at the gym, went to the academy with Sam, texted last night that Officer Jimenez was the ultimate father, a great presence, and a rock for his family. From This Week in Agribusiness, a farm bill agreement could come as soon as today, some are saying. Well, that's what one longtime ag reporter who covers Washington shared with us yesterday. He said the ag leadership from both parties have worked through most all of the key provisions of that bill, now in a conference committee. The lone stumbling block, he said, is not the nutrition portion of the bill, but the forestry part of it. People sometimes forget that the U.S. Forest Service is part of the Farm Bill and part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Federal officials are now saying it's okay to eat some romaine lettuce, but read the label first. The Food and Drug Administration, after 5 days and after thousands of pounds of lettuce were dumped in Florida, has now narrowed its blanket warning from last week when it said people shouldn't eat any romaine because of an E. coli outbreak. The agency now says the romaine linked to the outbreak appears to be from California's central coast. It said romaine from elsewhere should soon be labeled with harvest dates and regions, so people will know it's okay to eat. As we reported last week, romaine harvesting began shifting from California's central coast to the winter growing areas, primarily Florida, Arizona, California's Imperial Valley, and as I mentioned on the broadcast last week, those winter regions weren't even yet shipping romaine lettuce when the illnesses began showing up last month. The Department of Natural Resources in Minnesota is out with its advisory on the ice. Be careful around the ice. Some water bodies have none. Others have several inches. One Minnesota DNR officer said parents need to teach the kids the ice is never 100% safe. He said, if your child is near the ice, you should be near your child. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.